We are back here on 102.5 The Game. This is the Sports Revolution. Willie Donick, Big Joe on the go. Joe Dubin here with you. Our thanks to Rob Riggle for popping by the studio here before he does his thing at Zanies.
That was fun.
And always appreciated when the guy is a sports fan, too. And he really is. He was asking, hey, what about Vanderbilt? You know, what about my Kansas Jayhawks? That kind of thing. I like that. And so now we are joined by Steve Gorman, drummer for the Black Crowes. Also, better known on these airwaves as the host of Steve Gorman Sports. Still working on that. Steve, welcome.
It's a work in progress. Yeah. Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Yes. And we've got a. Last week we said that we would have you on to make an announcement that you were going to make an announcement. So this week is the actual announcement. That's coming up.
I think we are announcement ready.
We're going to do that in just a few minutes. But in a moment, we're going to call and get a mutual friend of ours who has been actually a big star on the HBO circles. And so anybody in the hockey world that has been watching, is a big hockey fan, has been watching the Philadelphia Flyers and the New York Rangers in the 24/7 series, which is great TV. Scotty Hartnell was part of that. Of course, Predator fans know Scott Hartnell drafted in the first round by the Predators back in, I think, 1999 or 2000. And, of course, played it several years, was an 18-year-old rookie back then when the team didn't have a whole lot of talent. They were an expansion squad, has grown into an excellent player, scored his 19th goal of the season last night in the Flyers win, and the Flyers are coming to town tomorrow night. So it should be a big night over at Bridgestone Arena. And, Steve, you got to know Scotty because he was living in your neighborhood at the time.
That's true. Well, at that time, I was in his neighborhood. That's how it goes, you know, and then once now that he's split, I can say it's my neighborhood. So it was, I was the only guy in town happy to see him go. I wanted it to be my turf.
So you've taken over the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're pleased to have him on the line here with us. He's in town. Flyers doing a little practice in Nashville today. They'll be ready for the game tomorrow. Scotty, it's good to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. Willie here. You got Steve Gorman on the line. We were just talking about how you guys used to be neighbors.
Yep.
You don't write. You don't call. Now we have to talk through official channels now, Scott. It's devastating at times.
I know. It brings back a lot of great memories being here. And it's a little chillier than I expected, but what a city.
Well, Scott, you know, it's been interesting. We're just talking about for people that are maybe new to town, your background with the franchise here in Nashville. You were so young when you got drafted by this team. Of course, you're one of the few guys that made the team as an 18-year-old rookie without any time in the minor leagues, that sort of thing. As you look back on those days, I mean, it's amazing how much time has passed now, but you got thrown. You were thrown right into the fire for an expansion team. It was a tough experience and a great experience at the same time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I couldn't take a better spot to start my career here in Nashville. And, you know, the people here are so nice. It's a laid back atmosphere. You know, the team itself, even though we were an expansion team, we did pretty well the first couple years. And now obviously look at it. Since 98, they're in the playoffs almost every year. They have a winning attitude, and they got some good young players to build the team around. So, it's pretty crazy. I didn't know what a mortgage was or how to pay bills or I had no credit in the U.S., so I didn't know, I couldn't, get my gas set up anything like that. And you learn a lot when you're 18 years old and you're thrown into a big city making, millions of bucks. And, it's pretty cool, though. I love it.
Well, it's pretty interesting how – even since you've been gone, everybody remembers that nucleus of players that sort of grew up as the hockey fans in this city grew up. Yourself, David Legwand, Kimmo Tiiminen, who's now your teammate over on the Flyers. And it was a tough off season when you and Kimmo got traded to the Flyers as you guys were on the verge of free agency and the ownership issues were happening here. But it's been interesting. As you've gone and acclimated yourself to the Flyers, you've had that jump start, that next phase of your career. And it looks to me, from where I can tell where I sit, that the Flyer fans have really enjoyed your work up there.
Yeah, I think everyone has said that my style of play, it's physical, it's hardworking, skating all the time. And, that exemplifies what, people from Philadelphia are all about. It's a working class city. It's, a blue collar city. And, they really do appreciate, players that work hard, that skate, that can fight, obviously, and all that kind of stuff. And And, you know, I really, personally, I love the city. It's a great organization. They want to win every year. You know, they spend right up to the cap. We've got great players. And, you know, it's just, Flyer jersey fits me really well, I think.
Hi, Scott. Joe Dubin here. Scott, Steve Gorman's kind of nervous. He didn't want to ask a question just yet. But let me ask you about the 24/7 phenomenon. When you go to different markets now, do you find yourself kind of getting more and more attention because of the series? I got to tell you, I watched every single episode on HBO, and you get to see you guys and know you guys in a way before we would never get to do or see. Do you some newfound fame come along with this?
Yeah, they do such a good job. HBO was awesome. You know, it's kind of weird. Every place you went, except for basically the washroom, they could follow you and, and get your, you know, every move. But, yeah, you know, you get Twitter, and I just joined Twitter, actually, you know, middle of December, and it's amazing how many, you know, we come into Nashville or Pittsburgh, you know, where the Flyers are hated, and, you know, some people say I secretly, you know, now I'm a Scott Hartnell and a Flyers fan just because, you know, the way we conducted ourselves and the way we were on the show. So, it is pretty neat, but, you know, I think it's the best part about the show is that people that have no clue kind of what we go through, the travel, you know, the ups and downs, things like that, they get there right there living it with us.
Scott, I got to ask you about Barry Trotz. Every day it seems like there's a new coach getting fired in the NHL and another one hired here and there. Barry Trotz has been here for so long. You played with him for a large portion of your career. What is it about Barry Trotz that makes him so special, not only to the organization but to the players as well?
Well, he's a good man, first and foremost. You really have to respect him, you know, his family life, you know, the way he treats the players. And you know, me being 18, he was a big, you know, part of my life. He was, you know, almost like a second dad. You see him every day and, you know, could help you, you know, with anything. You really kind of came to him. He was that kind of approachable guy. So I think, you know, being in Nashville here and, you know, then not, you know, spending to the cap and, you know, having, you know, big star players or, you know, attract much free agency, he gets it done every year. That's the best part about him is that he gets the best out of his players. And you know, it's a real compliment, you know, obviously the leader of the team, and that's him.
Scott, your team is, as we watched in the series, is full of a lot of great characters. Obviously, Ilya Brizgalov stole the show with some of his takes on the universe and all that stuff. But how does it work? Because I'm sure some of the guys, a little more low-key, probably don't enjoy the cameras following them around in their car or to where they live and that sort of thing. But some of the guys invited, I noticed they followed you. How are those decisions made? Do they approach you and ask you if you're cool with that?
Yeah, they obviously ask our PR guys and stuff like that. And, yeah, Christmas time, we only had 2 days off, and, you know, it kind of didn't really make much sense for guys to, you know, fly 3 or 4 hours home, half the day, get home for one night, and then fly back the next morning or whatever on the 25th. So I just said, if you guys don't want to go, come home, or, you know, fly home and kind of, you know, spend all day traveling, come on over and, you know, we'll get a turkey, we'll get some steaks and, you know, have a couple dinners and, you know, just kind of relax for a couple days. And I think HBO got kind of wind of that and they asked they could come over. And it was fun. It was, they watched us cook, they watched us play ping pong, and I got a hold of the camera there for a little while. And it's just pretty cool. They were great guys. And after all the filming was done, they put away the cameras and mics and all that kind of stuff and had a couple beers with us at Christmas, too. So it was pretty neat.
So, Scott, do all the guys on the team watch every episode? And I ask because anytime musicians are filmed for TV, they will declare very steadfastly, I'm not going to watch that. That's not cool, which means they're going to run home and tape it and watch it repeatedly. So how many times have you actually watched yourself, and how critical are you of your performances in your role as Scott Hartnell?
Just being myself, really. It's you know, not a performance or anything. It was just me, and you know, probably the first couple of days, you kind of sometimes you really didn't know how to act because the cameras are right there in your face. But as you know, the weeks rolled on with them there, you just kind of got used to it. And I did watch them. Some things you said were kind of funny. Some of the things are like, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have said that. You know, one too many F-bombs and mom and dad were mad at me, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's pretty funny.
Hey, listen, I've met your parents. That's not the first time they've heard that kind of language.
No, don't.
Well, Scott, another thing that people have observed, just from where I sit here, from the Predator fans, we're here with the Rocker and Steve Gorman. You know, he's cool with the long hair. Your hair length has gone to a new level. since you left the Predators there, and it's become kind of a phenomenon up there. Is it Steve Gorman that inspired the extra link to the hair?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't a couple years ago. We went to the finals there. I hadn't cut it in I want to say over 2 years, I think, and it was almost mid back, and now I got the locks going again. It's probably been well over a year since I've got the hairs cut, so it's kind of some people like him, Philly, some people don't, but that's just kind of my thing I got going on now, I guess.
You know, I was just reminded, the last time we saw each other, Scott came out to a Crow show in Philly a couple years ago, brought me the Hartnell jersey, which was awesome, you know, my first ever piece of Flyers paraphernalia. Got it before the show, good to see you, we catch up, I go play the show, and of course we're in Philly, so it was stolen out of the dressing room. So I'm going to need another jersey is what I'm getting at, because one of your loyal fans stole it from the dressing room. What's going on up there?
Can't believe that stuff around, you know?
That kind of stuff wouldn't happen in Nashville. It's good you broke in Nashville, a nice yeah. down-home family community. Now you're up there with the Wolves.
I know, exactly. Where are you living these days, Steve? Are you around the same place or what?
I haven't moved, man. We're still waiting for you to come back. We're right there.
I know. I have to drive by the old neighborhood tonight. Check it out.
We'll be there, man. Just you know, just keep your distance. I mean, you know, we got things going on. You just do what you're doing, drive by. But you know, you let's just let sleeping dogs lie. What do you say?
For sure.
All right, Scott. Before we let you go, Steve Gorman, radio sports talk show host. Do you think that's a possibility? Could you envision that back when you were a Predator living in the same neighborhood?
He's got he's definitely got a face for radio, I'll tell you.
Wow.
I'm just bugging Steve, though. I didn't expect it, but no, he sounds pretty good, and anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
A huge vote of confidence for you, Steve.
A huge vote of confidence. And I don't know. I guess I've heard of stranger things. Not, you know, but I can't disagree. It's a walking example of it's a living example of, well, hell, anything's actually possible in this world.
Well, Scotty, we really appreciate your time today. I know you're busy getting ready for the game tomorrow night. We're excited to see you come back in here. You and Chemo team in a big, big part of this franchise's growth and history. It's great to look back to those days. So good luck to you, and good to talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow night at the rink.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Scotty Hartnell, former Nashville Predator.
Real quick.
Now Philadelphia Flyer, 19 goals in the season, have an excellent year.
You think they'd like to have him back here?
Well, he was a guy that was definitely a part of the core that they wanted to keep. It was the circumstances that led to him becoming a free agent at an earlier age than a lot of people because of the lockout.
Right.
He became an unrestricted free agent, I think, at the age of 27. So he had a lot of worth, and it was right at the time where Craig Leopold had decided to sell the team and dump payroll. They actually, the year before, tried to sign him to a long-term deal. He gambled, his agent did, and said, well, I'm not taking the long-term deal here for X amount of dollars. I'm going to wait because he's going to be unrestricted and his value will be higher. He had an excellent year, and he hit the jackpot, so they traded his rights to Philadelphia along with Chemo Thiemann and got a first-round draft pick in return, and that has turned into Jonathan Blum.
All right, two things when we come back. A, we got a big announcement.
Yes.
Secondly, I want to ask you about that 2007 Predators team.
Yes.
As we look back on it, could that be one of the best all-time teams? Not all-time, but a team that was so good to not go as far as it should have.
Right.
Don't answer. I want your opinion after that. Plus our big announcement, too, with
much
more.
Steve Gorman is with us. Stay tuned. We're here on Sports Revolution 102.5 The Game.